It's 5:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our state capitol reporter brings us up to date on a flurry of activity as the state Senate ended its session, including action on insurance coverage of oral chemotherapy medications.
First, we're talking about a new report that ranks Wisconsin 46th in Wisconsin's economic growth and clout. The report looked at how many women-owned businesses there are, how much money those businesses make, and how many people they employ. Even though things have been improving for female entrepreneurs in the Badger State, we're still lagging behind nationally.
We have two guests with us to talk about this news. Deborah Ellis Brock is the South Central Regional Project Director for Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. Excuse me. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And also with us, Christine Lidbury. She's Executive Director of the Wisconsin Women's Council. Christine, hi.
Hi, thank you.
Well, let's start with your reaction to this news, this ranking, Deborah. Were you surprised to learn that Wisconsin is near the bottom of national rankings when it comes to the economic clout of women?
Well, you know, the 46th ranking nationally is really for the rate of change over the period of 1997 to 2014, not for how Wisconsin necessarily compares to other states for the current share of businesses in the state that are women-owned. However, you know, I do think that we still have a long way to go in support of women's business and increasing women's economic empowerment. So, you know, surprised, but not so surprised, because we still do have some work to do in those areas.
Christine, as Deborah mentioned, this is a rate of change thing. What is our baseline? How are we in Wisconsin doing when it comes to women in business?
So we have about 26% of businesses in Wisconsin are women-owned, slightly behind the national average, but not really that much. You know, the interesting thing from my perspective on that is that, you know, we ranked, boy, I'm trying to look at the numbers here. We ranked, you know, about 29th in the nation for women-owned businesses, you know, back in 2007, and we slipped a little bit before that from 2002, and now I think we're slipping a little bit as we look at the projections for 2014. So that trend is a little worrying. But in general, you see really, really robust, you know, women's business climate and women's businesses in Wisconsin.
Yeah, because we're slipping in rankings, it doesn't mean the number of women-owned businesses are going down. It might mean we're just not increasing as quickly as everybody else.
Right. And, you know, one of my concerns is that if you take a state that might have had low business ownership and they're kind of playing catch up, they're going to show a really high rate of change, right, if they're sort of catching up and doing a good job of getting their women-owned businesses on track. And so that may not reflect all that well for us. Wisconsin also did have a loss in the share of women-owned businesses in the state between about 2002 and 2007. So we are catching up a little bit from that as well. And the hope is that we are back on the upswing.
Before we dig deeper into the challenges, the obstacles facing women in business nationally and here in Wisconsin, Deborah, why is it important for women to play a big role in Wisconsin's economy?
Well, you know, women tend to, you know, really put their income back into their community. They really drive literacy. You know, they really drive education. And I think that, you know, as more women are empowered economically, you know, you're really creating stronger communities, stronger individuals, and stronger diversity in communities. You know, we've certainly seen, you know, in, you know, organizations like the Wisconsin Women's Business Center, you know, we served over 3,000 clients last year, and that number is growing. So there's a demand for women in business, and, you know, we're really seeing that that impacts communities.
Christine, what are some of the unique challenges that might keep women out of, say, opening a business, getting into entrepreneurship?
Well, you know, I think money is, and we've been talking about this for years, access to capital is a huge issue for women. I think, you know, it's hard to get banks to lend to startups to begin with. And so women tend to rely on family and friends and their own savings for starting and growing their businesses. And also, I think more and more you're seeing women who have other role models in the community. But I think until fairly recently, that was a challenge of just seeing other women who had run the kinds of businesses they run, have the kind of leadership that they would like to have.
And Deborah, apart from startups and entrepreneurship, how about some of Wisconsin's bigger businesses? Are we seeing women as a growing presence on things like boards of directors or in CEO or other high up offices?
You know, in 2013, the percentage of board seats held by women in Fortune 500 companies nationwide did jump to 18% in 2013 from 17.1% in 2012 and about 16.4% in 2011. That's according to, you know, the 2020 report on women on boards. However, that is still such a small percentage, so there is still room for growth there. And, you know, moving forward, continued dialogue, visibility, and mentorship is needed to really allow, you know, women to really come to those boardrooms and to the table and really speak on those issues. And, you know, they find that when you do add women to boards, you're really seeing more diverse and successful companies.
And I think Deborah's raising a good point. You know, those numbers, those national numbers, are actually well above the Wisconsin numbers, which are closer to 14%, and have really been stagnant for quite a while. They move at a really incremental, glacial kind of pace.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing women and moving women into those leadership posts. And I think sometimes people even talk about, you know, the opportunities for women who are executives to have those purchase options for small and medium-sized businesses, but they have to be at a certain level to even think about that sort of thing.
So we've heard for years about the glass ceiling. What is it that accounts for that fairly slow growth nationwide and what you call the stagnant situation in Wisconsin? Deborah, let's start with you.
Sure. You know, while those barriers are really deep-seated and multidimensional, one of the firmest barriers has been the nature of how boards of directors recruit new members. You know, I think when it comes to women in business, I think it really comes down to social capital, really increasing those networks. You know, there's some great organization, you know, women's business organizations out there that are really working to improve that, you know, such as the Doyen Group in Madison. You know, there is Tempo Women's Group, there is Professional Dimensions. You know, organizations like that are really working on that key element of connectivity and social capital. And I think also, you know, some of those other barriers, you know, as Christine mentioned earlier, is that access to funding, that access to quality business education. And beyond that, for sustainability and growth for women's business, is really that ongoing, you know, technical assistance, one-on-one counseling and support networks that are needed.
Christine, are we seeing efforts targeting women-owned businesses, women entrepreneurs to get that funding that you two have been talking about?
Well, and I might even defer to Deborah on that. I mean, I think WBIC does an amazing job of looking at microlending, you know, being able to lend in smaller amounts of money than you might see in some large banks.
Mm-hmm.
And she can probably talk about some of the programs and resources that are available in Wisconsin. And I think Wisconsin really is in good shape with organizations like WBIC. And I know the Small Business Administration has been urging small businesses and women to really look at community banks and credit unions that might be more interested in investing in the community and more open to looking at someone's business plan and experience for capital funding.
And Deborah, microloans, I've heard of that in the context of, you know, first world to third world kind of loans. That's happening here in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. There is such a strong need for that initial startup funding. You know, especially, you know, when we're looking at women's business centers that are focused on, you know, giving women even more equity and starting, you know, solid business and growth businesses in the community. You know, microloans specifically target and reach out to women and family-owned businesses. With those smaller loans, you know, typically, you know, an organization like WBIC, you know, we do our lending anywhere from $1,000 up to $100,000. So really that startup seed funding that is so important to get businesses off the ground. And a lot of women, when they, you know, not to, you know, just blanket across the board, but especially with small startups, a lot of women are coming from economically challenged backgrounds. And so those microloan programs are really designed for individuals who may not necessarily be bankable by commercial banking standards, but really give them that opportunity to access the funding they need to, you know, start that business and continue to grow that business.
Christine, from the perspective of women in the business world, are there things that they can do to be better advocates for themselves?
Well, I think, you know, searching out some of these opportunities like the WBICs of the world, some of the organizations like Tempo that are really working and Milwaukee Women Inc. that are really working to put women in leadership roles, getting a mentor. You know, I know that there's a woman I know here in Madison who runs a biotech company, and she's talked very much about how it's difficult for women to break into some of these really hot, high demand science and technology fields because they're really strongly male dominated. And she probably wouldn't call it sexism, but she would say it's definitely in the numbers, you know. So finding other women who work in those fields that you would like to go into to get some mentoring, to get some advice, to break into those networks and grow your companies.
That's Christine Lidberry with the Wisconsin Women's Council. Also with us, Deborah Ellis Brock with WIBIC. That's the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, talking about the economic state of women in Wisconsin. Mixed numbers, depending how you look at them. Some numbers showing the state is near the bottom when it comes to the economic clout of women-owned businesses and the rate of growth of those businesses. We want to hear from you. What do you think about this? Are you surprised to hear Wisconsin, by some measures, is lagging nationally? Or does this line up with what you've seen, what you've experienced? Are you a woman who owns a business or on the board of a corporation or trying to make your way in the business world? Do you find it difficult? Are there unique challenges to you because you're a woman? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can email talk@wpr.org. We pick up our discussion now on the economic clout of women and women-owned businesses in Wisconsin. We've got Deborah Ellis Brock of the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation and Christine Lidberry of the Wisconsin Women's Council. And how about you? What do you think are some of the challenges facing women in the world of business, whether a big business or startups, a small business, a local business? Are you a business owner? Have you tried opening a business? What's it been like? What are some of the unique challenges as a woman in the business world? Give a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What do you wish somebody had told you when you got into the business world, when you opened up your own entrepreneurial endeavor? 800-642-1234, or send us an email, talk@wpr.org. Deborah, are there things in Wisconsin that make us unique in terms of challenges for women or opportunities for women?
You know, I do think that we have a lot of great opportunity, and really looking forward, I think we really need to be solutions oriented when we look at these numbers. You know, I think we have a great opportunity in Wisconsin to really grow and expand, you know, organizations and dedicate funding to programs that really help promote women, you know, such as women's business centers like WIBIC, you know, across the country, you know, 137,000 business owners and potential entrepreneurs were helped by women's business centers. You know, I think continuing to increase outreach to women and grow the program, expand those microloan programs we discussed earlier in the program, and also community development financial institutions or CDFIs, you know, they're advancing responsible capital and many focus on working families and women. And, you know, there's over 871 CDFIs across our nation. And, you know, here in Wisconsin, they're doing great work to really help reinvest in women. So I really think it's a matter of, you know, focused reinvestment. And, you know, we as a society really need to increase programs providing support to women-owned business ventures. And women, in turn, need to lend a hand to other women and men and bring them along the journey for the good, you know, and for all in our community.
And Christine, those things Deborah was just talking about, do you see them growing, expanding in Wisconsin and into more parts of the state?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, especially when you look at northwestern Wisconsin, northeastern Wisconsin, you really do see those things through the business development centers and the community development programs coming up. I guess what I would say, too, is that so many economic development programs don't specifically target women-owned businesses, not that they're not eligible for them. And I think, you know, the idea is that, well, they're open to everybody. But I think women, you know, need to be mentored along or invited along to participate. Women don't tend to want to capitalize their their companies once they're up and running. So, you know, keeping them growing is a challenge and helping them to really figure out how those organizations can benefit them and how they specifically speak to these women-owned businesses is really important.
Deborah, are there sectors in the Wisconsin economy that women are doing particularly well in?
You know, here I know from, you know, WIBIC's numbers, you know, we do assist, you know, a lot of small business owners. You know, we find a wide array of businesses, anywhere from food-related services. You know, we've really started a food business planning class to focus on those women entrepreneurs in retail and wholesale trade. We've found those increasing, you know, but women, you know, are going into a wide array of sectors, technology sectors. It's not really limited so much, you know, but we do find that, you know, at the top of what we're finding at WBIC, you know, it's a lot of wholesale, you know, and manufacturing, food-related services, but then you have groups like Doyen, which are million and multi-million dollar businesses owned by women that are, you know, really at the forefront of mentoring and bringing up other women in the community.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. We've got Krista with us from McHenry, Illinois. Krista, hi.
Hi.
What's your experience?
I am 25 years old. I just graduated with an MBA, and so I've just entered my career and my working. I work in a manufacturing company that's rather large. I just relocated to Illinois for this company, and I've definitely felt the struggles. I've been in this job since August, and I've already felt the struggle being a woman in a male-dominated work environment.
What is it? What's different for you than from your male colleagues?
I don't know if it's necessarily, I feel like being a woman in this industry, I currently work in HR, and I feel like that was my way in the door as a woman, is women work in HR. So aspiring to be an executive someday and aspiring to run the business, I have to really grow my network within this community. And I wish there would have been more emphasis on that in school. I'm learning now that it's important to grow this network, and I feel behind because I didn't grow it when I was in college because I didn't realize the importance of it. And finding a mentor, someone was speaking about that, the importance of that, and now I'm working on that, finding that mentor within this industry and within this company and trying to grow my professional career that way.
Krista, thanks a lot for sharing your experience. Christine, do you think that's a common story? Maybe women coming into the work world, they didn't have the network that some of their colleagues might?
I do, and I think that Krista's raised a couple of really good points. One is that women often end up in places like accounting and HR, which are wonderful fields, but if you want to move up into business ownership or high-level executive positions, being in marketing and product development and sales and, you know, getting out with the customers is really important. And somewhere along the line, someone needs to help you onto that path. We see that with women, even, you know, when we talk about women on boards, the kinds of experience they have and that they look for on boards of directors. And so I think Krista's done a good job, actually, of figuring that out really early in her career, that building those networks. And, you know, a lot of companies, some of the really big manufacturing companies, have women's affinity networks in their companies to really help women navigate those career paths.
Deborah, why do you think that is, that women end up in HR and accounting and not maybe the higher profile marketing, product development things? Do companies that want, like, move women there, or do women come in thinking that's where they can get in? Where's that coming from?
You know, I think it's a matter of access and opportunity. You know, I think that we really need to reevaluate giving, you know, women more opportunity in those areas. And I think it's just historically, I don't see that those positions have been open to women. But see, this is where, you know, I think Kristen, the caller, brought in a good point, is that joining the networks is important, but women also need to be advocates for themselves as well. I think self-advocacy is such an important role, you know, to stand up and raise awareness about those things, really, you know, talk to management, upper management, you know, let them know that you're interested in climbing up the ladder, you know, make that intent known. And I think self-advocacy plays a huge role in that. But also to couple that, mentorship is important and sponsorship is a powerful agent of change, which is a little bit different. It's more than just a coach. You know, a sponsor is someone who will help you move into a role by sometimes standing up for you or offering your name or making sure you can get on the right track. You know, and I think that strong leaders are already doing those kinds of things. And I think that as more companies look at the value of women in leadership roles and bringing more women into, you know, the broader spectrum of roles, they find that companies are more successful overall with that.
We'll leave it there. Deborah, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us. It was a pleasure.
Christine, thanks to you as well.
Oh, thank you so much for raising this topic.
We've been talking to Deborah Ellis Brock. She's South Central Regional Project Director for Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. And Christine Lidbury, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Women's Council. They're with us to talk about a new report, at least one way of looking at things. Wisconsin is near the bottom nationally when it comes to the growth of women-owned businesses.